hi, how are you? Good morning. Well, I have had the pleasure of being the Music and More by the Shore leader during the Rocky Point Lighthouse, VBS, and I introduced myself as Carrie the crew captain. And as you can see at Rocky Point Lighthouse, we imagined that we were near the coast with this awesome display of a lighthouse. We heard seagulls. We have Larry the Lobster and Carl the Crab up there. And the first thing I want to do, though, that we did yesterday was the wave. How many of you have ever been to a baseball game? Okay, well, I need your participation here because we struggled a little bit with this yesterday with the concept of the wave. So I think that with some adult interaction as well, I think we'll be able to be successful today. So I want to start on this side of the room, and the idea of the wave is to start up, and as they start and we go across the room, we'll end with over here. So if I could have your participation, please. You don't have to get up, but you ready? You want to make them stand up? All right, Renee says to stand up, so you got to stand up. Ready? All right, not bad. All right, not bad. Well, let's start from this side of the room, and we'll try this side and start with this side and see if they can start it off. You ready? All right, let's go. All right, that was excellent. Give yourself a round. Now, all of you will be the mighty wave you wild ocean. Now, we're going to add something to this now. So I need my volunteers that were specially picked prior. And we're going to do the same thing, only we're going to add some sound effect to it. Okay? And when the idea is as the waves crash against the rocks, you're going to say whoosh. Okay? So let's imagine that we're waves crashing on rocks. Okay? Bear with me here, people. All right, ready? Go ahead. All right. Whoosh. Okay. Now we'll try it with the extra special volunteers that we have. So if you would come forth and do your thing that we've asked you to do when we try it one more time here. You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All righty. All right, let's start it again. Whoosh. All right. Let's move on. Thank you, volunteers. The kids thought that was an extra special treat. Okay, so very good job. Now, Rocky Point Lighthouse was full of fun and plenty of activities that the kids had. We had a lot to share with you. And we first have to start by getting everyone into some awesome music. So all Rocky Point Lighthouse participants learned that we
shine.
Are you still sleeping from yesterday? Yeah, okay. Me too. I'm a little tired too. Ready? Let's try that one more time. Ready? We
shine.
Awesome. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to sing This Little Light of Mine. So if you want, kids, if you want to go out into the aisle next to where your parents are standing, that would be fine. Don't come up here. You guys can stand right out here so you can have some movement because we were dancing yesterday. And I'm not a dancer. So I'm a singer. You know I'm a singer, but I'm not a dancer. So you can laugh at me. All right, let's do This Little Light of Mine. You guys ready? Oh, okay. Okay. All right, there we go. Okay, let's stomp our feet. Little ones.
That's it. Called clapping on the back. All right, sing this real quiet with me now.
Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah,
even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Now, we're going to head to our VBS spotlight. We could tell you all about Rocky Point Lighthouse, but sometimes pictures tell it a lot better. So, we're going to show you some of the incredible things that we explored while at VBS. So, we're going to sit back, relax, and maybe enjoy the show. While we're waiting, why don't we talk to the kids a little bit and see what their favorite thing was about VBS. So, kids that were here yesterday, do you want to share what your favorite thing was? I'll come to you. Oh, are we ready? Okay, well then, we'll hold that off till later. Okay, yeah, you'll have a moment to think.
When Jesus was here on earth, he shone God's light to everyone. The Bible tells about a time Jesus healed a blind man. Jesus and his friends were walking along a road. They saw a man who had been blind since birth. They stopped, and Jesus spit on the ground. He made mud and spread it over the blind man's eyes. He told the man to go wash himself in the pool of Siloam. When he followed Jesus' instructions, the blind man could see. Amazing! Jesus helped the blind man. When we shine God's light, we help others. But healing the blind man is just one way Jesus shone God's light. The best way is what Jesus did for us on the cross. A long time ago, God made the world. He made trees that grow tall and birds that fly. And fish that swim, and funny-looking frogs. Then God made people. Everything was perfect. But people started doing bad things. Those bad things are called sins. When people did bad things, they couldn't be close to God. And that made God sad. The Bible tells us that everyone sins, kids and even grown-ups. But God loves us so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to help us. Jesus died on a cross to take the punishment for our sins. Then He came back to life to live forever with God in heaven. When we believe in Jesus and ask Him to take away our sins, He does. When we believe in Jesus, we can live with Him forever in heaven. And here on earth, we can shine God's light to everyone we meet. Let's shine God's light right now.
That's it. Clapping on the back. All right, sing this real quietly for now.
Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Fun to see all of our crew and crew leaders of VBS learning that they can
shine.
All right, we're going to celebrate by singing. We're going to sing another song. We're going to sing Amazing Grace. So, kids, I need you to sing real loud. Okay, you guys ready? Now, Spotlight VBS tells us that kids learned about Jesus healing a blind man. Then we sang, "Was blind, but now I see," in the song. Because of sin, we live in a dark world. Let's pretend that this dark, unlit candle represents the dark world. In the Bible book of 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 29, it says, "The Lord lights up my darkness." It feels dark when we feel sad, lonely, hopeless, bullied, or afraid. The Bible says, "The Lord lights up my darkness." To figure out how the Lord lights up our darkness, we looked in the Bible to see what Jesus did. God loves us so much that he sent his precious son Jesus to die for our sins. Jesus came down from heaven and gave his life for us. And that's pretty amazing. Jesus died and came back to life again. Because of what Jesus did and the forgiveness he gives, we can live with him forever. Jesus is a light in the dark world. It's important for us to think and reflect on where in our lives we have seen Jesus' light shine in our world. We asked the kids yesterday where Jesus has shown light in their life, and they gave all wonderful answers. And I shared a story about when I was done with school one day and I was walking to my car, and I got in my car and it wouldn't start, and I didn't know what was going on with my car, and I happened to have a student that walked by, and he said, "Hey, Mrs. Breyer, what's going on with your car?" I said, "I don't know." "Well, did you put gas in it?" "Maybe." So he ended up helping me fix my car, and it turned out that was it indeed. And he helped me out. So that was a way that I shared how Jesus' light shined in my life. So if I could have Renee come on up, we're going to sing Jesus Messiah. And as we do that, you were all given a candle when you came in. And we're going to do a candlelight little service here. As we're listening to that song, we're going to try to think about how Jesus' light shines in our life. Lord of all, all of the light in the room. And this light shines because God loves us. Just think of how much light there would be if each of us shared God's love with just one person. Okay, if I could have the lights again. You see, God loved us so much that he wanted a relationship with us. Because of Jesus, God provided a way for us to find peace and joy, strength, and most importantly, life forever with God. No matter what we're going through, we can turn to Jesus any time of the day, and he'll always listen to us. The next thing we'd like to do is we would like to watch, and if you'd like to sing along with it, the entitled hymn, Come to Jesus. And Renee had, we're either going to have the slideshow or we're going to sing it. Do you want to just sing it? Okay. It's on the same music that we've been working on. It's, do you, is it possible to use it? If we can, we could use that. Okay. All right, wonderful. Okay.
Go in peace. and life on glory side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
That's got to be one of my favorite songs ever. And I think the very first time that I heard it, I was going through a very, very tough time myself. And Vicky happened to be singing it that day. And I even get a little emotional today about it. I had to get up and leave, and my husband had no idea what was going on. But when I came back, he's like, "Are you okay?" I was, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just emotional." But it is really a beautiful song, and it's gotten me through many a tough time. So right now, what we would like to do is talk about our projects with a purpose. No matter how old we are, what age or stage of life we're in, Jesus shines light in our dark world. And the kids at Rocky Point Lighthouse experienced how to shine Jesus' light into the world. We got to
shine God's
light. Now, come on. I know you can do better than that, kids. Ready? And adults, too. You could join in with us now that you know our little Bible point. Ready? We got to
shine God's light.
Good. Okay. And we did a special project. So if our project with a purpose leader is in the room, Frank, would you please come up and explain what we did yesterday?
Good morning. Yeah, our station yesterday was called Project with a Purpose, and I'm going to try to explain some of these slides. I haven't seen the slides yet so far, so I'll have to look back and see what they are before I explain them. But our station was called Project with a Purpose, and it was also a craft with also a purpose. The purpose was to show God the spread God's gospel and show the people God's light, but also to provide them with a soup mix meal for somebody who's in need or going through a hard time. And my wife, Danette, has an example of what the kids made yesterday. We had three groups of kids yesterday, and they were each a blessing and a really gift to have them yesterday. Before lunch, they put together the bag and created the bag and decorated it. And after lunch, they came back again to fill the bag with the ingredients that we had. If we have any slides, maybe they'll show what we were doing. That's the main ingredients, the bean mix for the soup. There's actually 10 ingredients that went into the mix. This is the larger ingredients, the beans and the barley with the different colors and types of beans. And the kids really enjoyed that more than what I thought. They were really interested in the ingredients and the smells and the shapes of them. They were really interested in that. And here's some of the spices and the smaller ingredients that we had in a separate bag. Like I said, there's five main ingredients and five spices. And they got the chance to smell them and identify them. That's the parsley and the bay leaf. There's different ingredients. That's the table that we went through. And we also prayed over the bags that God would add his blessing to the whoever would receive this meal, and it would be multiplied for enough for them to have a meal to eat. And then they'd be able to feel God's love and how great he is and they'd also be able to read the scripture on the bag. Would you say that?
As you can see on the bags, the children and the crew leaders wrote 2 Samuel 22:29, "The Lord lights up my darkness." And at Projects with Purpose, we really got to see that with the children and the crew leaders, and what a blessing that each one of them are, and the love that they put into each one of these bags really touched our hearts, and we know that it will really touch the families that get the bags. Thank you.
And also, I'd like to add that the kids themselves felt that they were a blessing putting the bags together, that they were actually helping, even though they were a blessing to us. And yesterday evening, after we were home, my wife, Danette, she also was very moved, and she said, you know, how blessed we were to be a part of this project. And she said, just imagine if we would have let this opportunity pass by, if we would have said no, what a blessing we would have missed out on. And she was really moved by that. I just want to thank Renee for all of her work and everybody who helped with the lunch and the games and all the other parts of the Vacation Bible School. It was a great job, and we were very, very blessed by that. Thank you.
Just one more thing, too. All the children and the crew leaders and everybody prayed over all the bags, 31 bags for the families who were received, who received the bags. Thank you.
As you can see, I have several jobs right now, wrangling kids, and he's a handful. Okay. He was flying a plane last night all through the aisles. Let's sit down, Zach, okay? Okay. Hey, you Rocky Point Lighthouse kids. We think you're so awesome shining God's light with these projects. You did such a good job yesterday. So I want to give another round of applause to the kids and all the crew leaders and the director. So let's give them a round of hand. It went really well yesterday. And Tim, thank you. And the guys up there right now for working through our madness. And you actually did it. Way to go. We have a gift for you to help you remember to keep shining God's light. So as you leave, make sure that you pick up your little red bracelet, and it has 2 Samuel 22:29 inscripted. Oh, that hurts. Are you okay? Okay, why don't you go sit with Daddy? And then on the back, so you never forget, wherever you go, and you need some encouragement, some comfort, some peace, some joy, you can look at your bracelet and it says, "Shine God's light." Let's do that one more time. We can always
shine God's light.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm so ready to go tell the world about God's light and love. I'm so excited to
shine God's light
by showing everyone God's love, His forgiveness, and His joy. So let's all get ready to get up and tell the world as we sing one last song. It is called Get Up, Get Up. And if kids, if you want to come up here with me, we had fun with it yesterday. We can come up again if that's okay with your parents. You can come up here and we can sing. Just no running around though, Zach. Are you ready? Guys ready? Let's stand right here. Ready? I know there was more than two people here yesterday, and he had to be here because I was here. There we go. All right. Everybody looks so nice. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sing nice and loud, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hi. sit down. Thank you. Okay. Just a few closing remarks and invitations are in order. First of all, before I do that, there is a reason that we do VBS, and not only to learn to shine God's light, but first of all, to introduce each and every child that we can to our Lord and Savior. That's why we do it. And at this time, I would like to ask Carol Sarber, who is our DMC director, to come up and present and tell you a little bit more about the importance and why we continue to do VBS.
Well, Renee is right. It's called Vacation Bible School, and in a way, it is a vacation to work solely with the children that come. And we have children that come from all over. And for 2 years, we've had a little girl that has come to Bible school, and she has listened to all our lessons about Jesus, and she has talked with her friends and with her teachers. And Wednesday nights, she does attend another church. Her name is Malia Latimer, but yesterday she received Christ into her heart. She asked to have Jesus Christ as her Lord and Master. So thank you for clapping. Yes, it is a great praise for us. And I'm so thankful for this little one. And that's why we do our Vacation Bible School, our Sunday school, because we are commanded to go out and spread God's word.
Okay, and as our tradition at Norwin, whenever we know that someone has accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, we do recognize that by giving them a rose, and we will see that Malia gets her rose. At this time, I would like to thank everyone who was involved. I'm not going to name you all by name because I'm sure that I'll forget some of you. But again, thank you very much, Tim. You survived. Thank you, gentlemen. I know it's a nightmare working with VBS, but we always have fun when we do it. Deanna, just in case some of you were wondering why these kids were running around with oatmeal on their faces, that was actually mud. And some of you need to introduce your children to oatmeal. They had no clue what it was. But they didn't like it. They just thought it was mud. And so they got to actually... Bible school this year was really neat in that it really touched on all the senses. They not only got to see the gospel, they got to hear the gospel, they got to feel it. They had a chance to just put a little pressure with their nails into their hands and into their feet. And one little girl said, "No, I'm not doing that thing on my feet. It hurts." They also got to see a crown of thorns. They got to have a sensation of what that might feel like to wear a crown of thorns. So it was really neat. And they also got to get a little fragrance of what the grace and heaven is all about. And hopefully some of you still have that vanilla smell to your hands, reminding you of God's love and a little glimpse of heaven to come. The kitchen people, they grew, they multiplied. Yesterday there were three of them who fed a lunch of macaroni and cheese, chicken nuggets, applesauce, and I don't know what all was there, but they made sure that everybody was well hydrated. We didn't have anybody passing out. You saw Frankie and Danette. I'm very glad that they chose to work with VBS this year. It was really neat. I was surprised because a lot of the kids said, "Well, when do we get to take these home?" And again, they explained what they were doing, and the kids were like, "Oh, okay." So it was neat. They got to use their talents and abilities at a very young age to shine their light for Christ as they, at the end of Lighthouse Landings, got to see two other children who are very young. One is working in a soup kitchen, and the other one has a very debilitating disease, but she's out there making videos for VBS programs. So they got to see a glimpse that it doesn't matter your age. Whether you are three, we in VBS had participants from the age of three to age of 71. So we welcome everyone and all. Again and foremost, we thank Christ for his gift of salvation. Otherwise, there would be no purpose for us here. I would also like to invite each and every one of you to lunch. It is on VBS. And again, last Sunday I told you we don't have the five guys, but we got the two Jims out there. They assure me that the burgers and dogs are cooking, that they will be ready. And the cafeteria people are all looking at me wondering why I don't shut up and just let you go eat.
But afterwards, we do have some games. The youth Sunday school class was busy after we had a little prayer time this morning, and they were out putting up a volleyball net, badminton net. There's ladder ball. There is a water slide. So hopefully you kids did bring your suits and towels and remember the sunscreen, because we will have a water slide for you to play around in. Adults, there's going to be a seek and find, as well as kids at your table. See how well you do. There's also an area over there where you can guess the number of gummy bears, loops of fruit, and marshmallows. And please participate. It's really embarrassing when Bria Craycraft goes home winning all of them. So give her some competition this year. At this time, can I ask Mr. Sarber to pray for the food? And remember, one of his jobs, everybody had a job at Bible school because we were trying to mimic family life, and nobody gets a free ride. And so we had our designated thank-you-ers. If you were a designated thank-you-er, remember to thank your cooks and lead the way in thanking them.
Thank you. Let's pray. God, our Father, we thank you for this wonderful Vacation Bible School that we had yesterday and the celebration of it today. And we ask for your blessing on the food that has been prepared and on the hands that have prepared it. And we ask that you would bless it to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
At this time, make sure you have your kids, because they are your kids. I'm done. And we're going to go eat. Turn it off.